Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise.
Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. I think that the reasons we get hungry, or just feel that we're hungry, are fascinating. And by that, I'm not talking about the very real and very painful human tragedy of famine. I'm talking about the day-by-day ordinary reasons we just feel hungry. And there's a lot of reasons. The way we're made, and we are fearfully and wonderfully made by God, the way we're made, just seeing or smelling food can trigger our hunger mechanism. That's why you really don't want to go into a supermarket or a bakery when you're already hungry. Eating that delicious pastry, donut, or candy, or slurping sugary drinks, well, those are guarantees that you'll get hungry very, very fast. Your body goes into overdrive, producing and releasing insulin from your pancreas. The insulin does its work of turning those sugars into glucose, which some of which is stored for fuel for your body, and others are stored in ways that you will soon see on your bathroom scale. But that rush of sugar that you put into your body will cause your body to produce and release too much insulin. That then lowers your blood sugar too much and too quickly, and you'll feel those hunger pains. Stress. At first, our bodies produce adrenaline when we're under stress, and that may suppress your feelings of hunger. But stress also causes your adrenal glands to produce something called cortisol, which, among many other things, will make you want to eat anything in sight. Lack of sleep. When you're tired, you feel like you need an energy boost. So you reach for that candy bar loaded with sugar to give you an energy rush, and then it's back to the item about eating the delicious pastry and so on. It's interesting that if you feel hungry, you may in fact be dehydrated. Drink a good big glass of water if you feel hungry. It's a good thing to do anyway. And then if you still feel hungry in 15 minutes, try drinking some more water. At least that'll cut down your appetite when you do eat a meal or a healthy snack. And that's not a joke. Ladies, if you're pregnant, you'll feel hungry a lot for the very simple reason that you're feeding two people. Certain health conditions will make you feel hungry. With diabetes, your body thinks you need more of the fuel that comes from the food that you eat. The real problem is that your body is having trouble converting that food into fuel. With hypoglycemia, or low blood sugar, there's simply not enough glucose fuel in your system, and so you feel tired, dizzy, shaky, and that's right, you also feel hungry. An overactive thyroid can also make you feel hungry. So check with your doctor if you suspect a medical disorder like diabetes, hypoglycemia, or an overactive thyroid. Believe it or not, eating too quickly will make you feel like you're still hungry when you're already full. Eat slowly, and that gives your body time to send you the signal that you're full. Remember, we're fearfully and wonderfully made. Some medications will make you feel hungry as a side effect, so be sure to check those warning labels. And this is what I find the most fascinating reason for why we feel hungry. Doctors now speak of a satiety index, SI for short. It's spelled S-A-T-I-E-T-Y, satiety index. This is a rating. It is a real numerical rating of how effective particular foods are in satisfying our hunger. Just Google SATIETY index, if you want a full list. For example, based on 240 calorie portions of food, oatmeal rates a high 209 on the satiety index, whereas a donut only gets a 68 on the same index. The highest rating goes to a 240-calorie portion, that's the standard, of boiled potatoes, rating a huge 323 on the satiety index. But interestingly, the same calories in French fries only rate 116. So go ahead and eat those boiled potatoes, folks. Why am I always feeling hungry, and how do I curb that hunger, keep it at bay, and even turn it to my advantage? Well, that's what we're going to be exploring over the next few minutes on this very interesting program ahead on HealthWise. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York, brings you today's edition of HealthWise. And there, in their wide-ranging nutrition department, you'll meet Matt Lombardo, one of Cottage Pharmacy's experienced nutritionists. You can call the program with your questions if you'd like to talk to Matt about today's topic, why am I always feeling hungry. Call in number 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. And you can even text your questions. Just put the number under HealthWise in your cell phone, and here's that number for texting your question, 516-367-0391. For text questions, 516-367-0391. But for now, welcome again to Matt Lombardo of Cottage Pharmacy. Matt, welcome.
Hey, it's good to be back.
Hey, it's great to have you with us, Matt. Hey, obviously, when we're talking about hunger, I know we're talking not first about supplements, we're talking about foods to curb our hunger. So tell us what we should eat so we don't feel hungry 20 minutes later.
Well, any kind of food with high water content, mostly fruits and beans and whole foods that are living and have that natural water content.
Yeah, so this is not a joke. I mean, the importance of the water to fill us up is critical, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, so foods and but there should be fiber in this. That they work together, right? The water and the fiber?
They do. Fiber takes up room in the stomach, and it's not quite as dense as some fat calories would be that usually settle at the bottom. Fiber usually takes up space and makes us feel more full.
Yeah, I noticed that just this past week, my wife and I enjoy cooking dried beans, like pinto beans, for example, because of the fiber you get. And so my wife very kindly served me a lunch of a bowl of pinto beans with some real cheese, not this processed stuff, but the really good cheese without preservatives. It's amazing, Matt. I was, even at dinner, was not that hungry at all. So I guess that's to be expected for something like that, right?
Right. Well, when you cook the beans, you do it in water, and they absorb.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, brilliant. Aha. That's why I'm speaking to a nutritionist. What about, Matt, we read and you study this, healthy fats. What? Because you have to have fats. They stay with you, too. Now, that's because they don't digest as quickly, right?
There are different types of fats, and they absorb in different ways. Some are more readily used for creating energy, which you consider a good trait in fat is something that you're going to burn off quickly, and it's not going to get stored in your body.
Yeah, so avocados again, right?
Avocados, avocados are great because they happen to be rich in vitamins as well. So it's fat-soluble vitamins that you're getting along with the fat.
And good oils like olive oil, walnut oil, that kind of thing?
Mm-hmm. Those are monounsaturated and polyunsaturated fats.
Okay, so we're not talking about healthy fats in meats. We're talking more about them in oils, right?
Right. There are different, you know, there's unprocessed fats, and then there's oils. An unprocessed fat would be like an avocado, a walnut, you know, the whole food that is a majority of it is fat. And then you have the processed fats, which are oils, which is your olive oil, your...
Okay.
Grapeseed oil, your coconut oil.
Okay, so ideally, though, I guess eating fresh olives is even better than eating having the olive oil. Well, you got to.
Yeah. Well, absolutely.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. But there's a related question I want to come to later. I'm going to ask you something about smoothies a bit later, but we'll get to what. What about now? We're talking about diet. Lean protein. What on earth is lean protein?
lean protein is a food that is mostly, you know, a high percentage of it is protein. It's, if you look at a cut of skirt steak and salmon, and put them side by side, they might have similar protein content, but the skirt steak is going to have much more fat in it. So it's not as lean as salmon would be, or if it's a leaner cut of meat, of steak, like a top round or something.
So eggs have, is that a lean protein?
I would consider them, I would consider eggs lean, absolutely.
And beans, of course, beans have a lot of protein in them as well.
They do, yes, black beans especially.
Yeah. Now, when we talk about, my wife and I have gotten into seitan, not Satan, but seitan, S-E-I-T-A-N, which is, of course, if you're glucose intolerant, you can't do this, but we get wheat gluten, and we make this, it's a substitute for meat. Are you familiar with that?
I am a little familiar with it. I would never try it.
No, it's good. It's great.
Really?
You're always surprised when you let it sit for a while. But I mean, I guess that and tofu or soy products, are those also, I mean, I've read that if you have meals either with seitan or with the soy, like tofu or something, you don't want to eat as much for your next meal. Is that true? I mean, I've read it someplace.
Well, it's I could see that. Absolutely, it's a lean protein. I'm sure there's some fiber in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. All right, Matt, you were a physical trainer. It's interesting to me that exercise can help to curb our appetites, but that seems counterintuitive. Can you explain that to us?
Well, normally when someone starts a fitness program and they're exercising and their metabolism changes initially, their appetite is going to increase. Absolutely.
Okay.
I know that's personally, if I pick up a new exercise program, and I'm eating constantly for the first couple of weeks.
Now, when you say a new exercise program, what are you talking about for a new exercise program?
If you're new to it, if you haven't exercised in a while, if you are starting something that's a little more intense than what you're used to, if you're changing your approach.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So then. Your appetite will go up, I guess, because your body's adjusting.
Yes.
But if you're in a pattern with your exercise, will it help curb your appetite a bit?
Well, as your body changes, as your body chemistry changes, as you become more fit, your appetite should balance out.
Okay. All right. So it's not actually curbing your appetite. It's just that your body gets more adjusted to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Okay. Matt, fruit juices, lots of sugar in
right.
them. Yeah, that gives us the problem. You get up real up and real down and so on. Whole fruit versus fruit juices. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Are we talking about processed fruit juices or homemade fruit juices?
Well, that's an interesting distinction. I hadn't thought about it, but I'm thinking more about the, you know, like the cranberry cocktail that people will buy, which is mostly sugar.
Right.
But you're talking about making your own juices with a juicer, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you recommend that.
It's much better than store bought, for sure. I believe in it. You should eat your fruit rather than juice.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm getting at. Better to eat it. Yeah, when we were into the juicing thing years ago, it always bothered me that there's this pulp. I guess because I'm a Connecticut Yankee, you don't want to waste anything. So we would take that pulp, and we would make these magnificent muffins with those things, with whole bran flour, and you know, we'd use honey or maple syrup or something. So what you're saying, though, is eat your fruit, don't drink it.
Yes, yes.
Same thing in a smoothie. That's where I'm going with this, because we love to put a whole banana or a whole apple or berries or whatever in our smoothie, but then apparently doctors claim that's not as good as just popping the berries in your mouth, assuming you've washed them beforehand, and eating them. Is it the same thing?
When you juice a fruit, you basically concentrate the sugar. You break down the fiber, and you take a lot of steps out of it. So what you get is this, you know, this concentrated sugar beverage that you just guzzle, you know, you drink down, and it hits your system at a much faster pace than, say, eating a few berries at a time over the course of time.
So am I right that the smoothies thing may not be the best for us?
Not the best, but it's not the worst.
Yeah, okay, all right. Sodas. You suggest something like instead of that, because that's bad stuff, right?
Awful.
Yeah, so we do seltzer water. Sometimes you'll put a little spritz of lemon or lime in it or something. Much better, right?
Sure, absolutely.
Yeah, okay, all right. And then, as you've mentioned before, you've got to read the labels. High fructose corn syrup, that's bad stuff. What about, Matt, what about artificial sweeteners? Are those not good for us, or what?
What artificial sweeteners do is they're kind of an enabler, because sugars are very, you know, we tend to get hooked on sugar and sweets.
Yeah.
Okay. And just having an artificial non-caloric sweetener is just, it's just adding some temptation and some,
yeah,
you know.
Sure. Yeah, interesting. Okay, yeah, I can see the analogy. It's almost like these vapor cigarettes that people will take. It really doesn't wean them away from the real thing.
No.
And also, I just add it, and then we're going to take a break for a moment, come back with Matt. We're talking about why we feel hungry all the time. Be careful, folks. Things like ketchup, lots of sugar in that. And even the bottled salad dressings, make your own, folks. You can do it. Just use vinegar and oil. And I know this isn't a cooking program, but all these things add up. And remember, the less of the sugar you have in your system, the more that will stay with you and the less you will feel hungry. We're going to talk with Matt about the nutrition department. There are prescription appetite suppressants, but let's talk about natural ones after this message from Cottage Pharmacy.
I love Cottage Pharmacy, and you will too. Awarded among Long Island's best pharmacies, Cottage Pharmacy is far more than a pharmacy. While you're waiting for your prescriptions, check out their large nutrition section, their med spa, and their boutique. And they carry a full line of surgical supplies and durable medical equipment too. See, I know from experience, it's fun to shop at Cottage Pharmacy. You won't find such personal service and such a knowledgeable staff anywhere. They live up to their motto, if we can't take care of you, no one can. Every customer at Cottage Pharmacy is a satisfied customer. Oh, and here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition department, the boutique, and from their surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE540 when you check out. Cottage Pharmacy is conveniently located at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. They're open Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays and Sundays from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Cottage Pharmacy, where rule number one is the customer is always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike, Woodbury, New York.
Why am I always feeling hungry? That's what we're discussing today on HealthWise. Bill Shishko with you as your host, and my guest, Matt Lombardo, who is a nutritional advisor and specialist. You'll meet him at Cottage Pharmacy. Matt, prescription appetite suppressants, I know they're out there. Are there natural appetite suppressants we can get in your nutrition department?
There are. There are combinations of herbs and things that are help the body balance and help to suppress appetite.
Do they work?
Some of them do. It depends on the individual. Sometimes it takes a little bit of trial and error, but there's definitely options for everyone.
Yeah, and I think stepping back a bit, I've appreciated the fact you mentioned several times when we're dealing with supplements, nutritional things, I'm talking about basic vitamins and minerals that we need, but say the herbs and so on, sometimes they work for some people and sometimes they don't. You've just got to try, correct?
Absolutely.
What if I go to Cottage Pharmacy, I know you're going to tell me to just be more disciplined in my eating habits, but if I say, hey, I really would like to try one of your appetite suppressants, where are you going to steer me?
usually towards Garcinia, which is an herb that helps to balance blood sugar. Anything that helps to balance blood sugar will usually be a good bet for appetite.
Okay, so give me some others. You've got Garcinia. What else might help balance the...
Saffron extract is used to suppress the appetite. I can recommend a fiber. They're what's called bulk-forming fibers that when you ingest them, it actually expands in your stomach, and it makes you feel more full.
Now, Matt, am I right? Some of these fibers that you buy, they're flavored. I guess you got to have something to make it palatable, but there are better fibers than others that we're going to buy, especially for those that may have difficulty with constipation. There are better fibers than others?
There are fibers that do different things, that expand different amounts. There's a fiber called glucomannan that it expands to about, when you just mix it with water, it expands about 10 times the size of it that it usually is.
You better have to drink that stuff fast, right?
Oh, yeah.
Or else you get mud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And same with psyllium husk fiber, which is a very popular one.
Right. Now, these, you just drink these with water, or you can mix them with your food, like put it in your oatmeal, or what?
You can do that. It's usually recommended that you take it with water just to help move it down.
And it's all water soluble.
It's not soluble. It's an insoluble fiber, but water moves it along through
okay.
the system.
All right. Okay. Back on things that help out regulating or evening out blood sugar, from the nutrition department, protein. I'm not sure this fits in it. Protein powders. Do these. Or is this the equivalent of having fruit juice instead of eating whole fruit?
Right, it's the same. It's a similar thing. A processed protein powder. It's not going to do much for your appetite.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Okay. So better to get our. I mean, I guess unless you're in the athletic world, best to get your protein from the things we've talked about.
Yeah.
The
chicken breast or something.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Chicken breast. Oh, yeah. It's always mentioned for things. Matt, let's talk a little bit about Bolster Nutrients. I'm fascinated with that. Now, you are these mixtures that you are developing yourself as a nutritionist?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sure. Mention some of them. The one that we're familiar with is the energy formula.
Right.
But I know you've got others. Tell us about them.
Well, the energy formula I developed because I wanted something that was caffeine free. Something that wouldn't cause anxiety or increase stress. A lot of people, I think, struggle with energy, and the one problem with caffeine, even though it does work, is that it can create more stress.
Yeah,
and
make you jittery, especially if you put sugar in it. Forget about it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. That energy formula is, as mentioned before, both my wife and I will write you testimonies about it. I think what we found, not only energy level. Now, we take ours in the morning on an empty stomach with our coffee. That's okay with that, right?
Oh, yes. That's the recommended way.
But we find our alertness, both of us have found that our alertness for the better part of the day is so much better with that. Now, you're not going to tell us the magic formula, of course.
No.
Okay. What about your sleep formula?
Sleep formula I developed because melatonin is a very popular supplement for sleep. There are a lot of things out there for sleep that create grogginess. They're really not the morning pill. They're the sleep pill. I wanted to create something that would help sleep but also make you feel better in the morning.
So how is the sleep formula an improvement on, pure melatonin or melatonin?
Well, melatonin is a sleep hormone that if it kind of throws your body out of whack or it changes something, it can cause grogginess, it can upset your natural sleep cycle. There's a lot of feedback that I get, and I've been doing this for 10 years, is that melatonin causes grogginess in the morning and sometimes disturbing dreams. So I wanted to get away from that.
Interesting, interesting. So that try the sleep formula. Now, what is that, one pill a night or something?
One pill a night.
Okay. You got anything else there that's on the assembly line or that you've already got offered? And these are only available through Cottage Pharmacy and 110 Pharmacy, right?
And BolsterNutrients.com.
BolsterNutrients.com, okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's available in several other stores in Long Island.
Okay,
well.
Great. Bolster Nutrient. We'll have to talk more, Matt, about these because at least I'll try the sleep formula, see how that works. But our time's almost done. Our thanks to Cottage Pharmacy for sponsoring today's program. Visit them if you're here in the metropolitan New York area, especially on Long Island. Visit them at 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. It really is a delightful step back in time to pharmacies like they used to be. And remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540, and you'll receive a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique and, of course, in the nutrition department, including on Bolster Nutrients that are available there. And be sure to look for Matt when you're visiting the nutrition department. It's fascinating to speak with Matt and ask him your questions and get his sage answers. And do tell him that you heard him on HealthWise. Toll-free number for those of you listening outside of the Long Island area. Now, the toll-free number is 1-800-599-9963. You'll get a 20% discount there, too. Just mention WLIE 540 AM. Again, that toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. So we'll see you here on the radio next Saturday at 1 p.m. for another edition of HealthWise.
Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at Cottage Pharmacy, 8285 Jericho Turnpike in Woodbury, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening, and for now, be HealthWise.